trae todo lo que necesites, todo lo que no también, cosas que siempre has querido en precios bajos de Amazon. Todo lo que está en descuento, si eres bueno y no también, cosas de la abuela que se toma el chardonnay con hielo, cosas que te nutrirán y no podemos mencionar, cosas del jardín y más, ahora en grande en Amazon. ¡Cosas!
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, picturing and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 8th day of November 2023. And today, right here live with me in my studio, I have none other than Jim McNeil. He's the president of Pangea Gases, and he's also the GOP Central Committeeman, and he's vice president of the Tea Party, and he is a Christian patriot and a member of Doers of the Word Baptist Church.
I am.
There you go. You said all that. The guy behind the glass there, our producer today is none other than Eric. Hey, Eric.
Good evening.
There you go. And then way out yonder, he's a legend, the Missouri legend. You've heard of him. None other than the Parson Joe Larson.
The infamous Parson. Okay, I'm here ready to go to work, and I'd like to welcome aboard Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thanks.
Join the crazy crowd.
Well, we're going to start off in prayer tonight because we normally always pray before the program. We didn't today, so I'm going to ask all of the folks out there listening to join us because it's very, very important. It's very important, the days we're living in right now, in the evil day that we're living in. And with what took place yesterday in Ohio, God had set life and death before Ohio. He set life and death, blessings and cursing. So he gave them an offer, Ohio, like Michigan, remember? And Michigan chose cursing, and Ohio chose a curse, too. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you this day, Lord, your people are staying, even, and you told us that it would come this way. You told us it would be a time of sorrows. You told us that as long as we are in this world, we would always have tribulation, and we're seeing the wicked become much more wicked. We're seeing the righteous become more righteous. We're seeing a mockery. We're seeing those out there laughing when they say, "Where is your God now?" Well, Heavenly Father, Lord God, those that have chose, you made it very clear. You gave them a choice to choose life and a blessing or death and a cursing. You've told us in your word that all of those that hate you love death, and they mocked. But yet, Lord, you have said God is not mocked, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Well, Lord, we're going to pray tonight. We ask, Father, first that on this radio program that, Lord, you host it, that whatever your message, none of ours but all of yours, reach the hearts and the minds of those out there listening. Lord, you know what it is they need to hear, not just what they want, but what they need to hear Father God, you know what will be a blessing to the people, to the listeners out there, Father God, and bring those, Lord, that maybe some that are unsaved might find eternal life through this radio program tonight. But Lord, I'm going to ask you, Lord, to do whatever it takes to bring these wicked people, I know some of those wicked people. I never would have thought I would have saw a sign in their yard that says, vote yes to abortion, unlimited abortion, to child killing, to sodomy, to pedophilia. But that's what I saw. And so, Lord God, for these people that asked you to curse them, Lord, I pray that you curse them. You bring that down upon them. You take away their money, their finances, those things they want. You take away their comfortable life and the freedoms that they have. Lord, only so it would bring them to repentance, Lord, that you would let them know. Let them know there's a fearful and a fiery end to people that continually shake a rebellious face in the fist of our holy God. That you would bring whatever it takes, like Paul turned the man who was having sex with his father's wife, that he turned his body over to the devil, Lord. And I pray that's what you do. You turn all of those, every single one of them that voted yes on that nightmare legislation, that you turn their bodies, every one of them, over to the devil, that they may be brought to repentance and not burn in hell forever. And I know, Lord, this is much stronger than people are used to. People aren't used to. They're used to prissy preachers just telling them how much God wants to love them, whatever it will take to fill the offering plate. But, Lord, we get real here. Lord, we're 100% in your camp, Lord. From day one in this ministry, our policy has been no compromise, period, and we've kept that policy all of these years. We've never strayed from it. And, Lord, we can actually say that we've never given less than our very best. In all of these years, we've never given less than our best. We've always fought as hard as we can. And Lord, I feel that today, if you were to take me home, I could say I've run a good race, I've fought a good fight. Lord, and all of those too that have been running that race, many, many good people in Ohio, many good people, just like in Michigan, who fought hard to try to keep that curse from coming upon Ohio, that fought so hard to try to save the lives of the precious unborn, Lord, to save the lives of the children who will now become many victims of pedophile and sex trafficking because of that nightmare that they called, that the ACLU and the Antichrist, the anti-God, Antichrist, demonic people, push through. So, Lord, I do pray that you give them that curse that they asked for, but only to bring them to repentance and eternal life and not a burning lake of fire. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, anyhow, Joe, we're going to start tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 30. So read verses 15 through 20, would you?
Sure would. This is what God wants everyone to know and what most people want to hide from. See, I have set before thee this day good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give them.
Well, you remember one nation under God? Remember that
the promised land of the Christians.
The Bill of Rights. What does the Bill of Rights guarantee us? Life, liberty.
Liberty.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Of our happiness, our freedom to live as we choose, to follow God.
Well, you know, we are in a country right now that's totally divided, and there's a battle taking place, and the war started. And unless the Lord intervenes, America's on her, she's on a course, a collision course. Joe Biden has brought in.
He's already under some judgment, but it can get a lot worse, can't it?
Joe Biden has brought in thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions, actually, of terrorists into this country to prepare for this battle that he has brought here. He's brought Hamas in. He's brought Al-Qaeda in. He's brought he's brought MS-13. You name it. If they're murderers, if they're liars, thieves, Joe Biden has brought them in.
Yeah.
Joe Biden has turned the United States of America, him and the Communist Party, into the world's largest purveyor of child sex trafficking. The world's largest purveyor of child sex trafficking.
And to add to that, in the past 3 years, Biden has given away $4.1, we're going to go into this later, $1 billion of your taxpayer money to promote the LGBT ideology and lifestyle choices. And a lot of this is around the globe. He spent it here, there, around the world, alienating us from many of our allies because they will not go along with this destruction of children. So you see, we're already under judgment, and we're already being cursed by the world, by those who are still trying to maintain some kind of civilized life.
So here you have this. The Democratic Party has become evil continuously. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Every day he's angry with the wicked. And they have become completely corrupt. There's no spot of cleanliness, no spot of uncorruption. The Democratic Communist Party has become completely and totally corrupt. And we're going to go over now to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Can I throw one thing in before you start there? People think they're free in America, but they have forgotten what freedom means. And freedom means it's the ability to choose what or who will be your master. Pastor, you and I, we've chosen the Lord to be our master, including Jim. We've chosen God, which most born-again believers chose God to be their master, but the world has chosen what, who, and what will be their masters, and they are choosing what? Socialism, communism, Marxism, you know, they're choosing all the isms, the Antichrist system, and I thought I'd throw that in. People think of freedom, but they don't understand what it really means.
So no, they don't. They don't, because, see, our freedoms, the Bible says that liberty, we have liberty in Christ, that our freedoms come from God. They say, no, your privileges come from the government, and that their privileges granted by the government to give you and to take away whenever the government feels that way. To them, government is God.
Right, but that's choosing what or whom, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, with that, let's take a look at the current situation with, you know, right here today in America. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 9. Do you want to read, Jim?
Sure.
9 through 11.
Yes. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, not extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
He's making it very, very clear there. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Not maybe, this is absolutely, positively, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if they're not going to heaven, where are they going to?
They're going to fire.
They're going to hellfire, aren't they?
Yep.
Now, you know, here.
This passage is something that the mainstream churches do not read, do not preach. And that is a big part of the problem because God, they call us radical, but we are only what? Teaching the gospel, preaching the word that what God has given us in his statutes, judgments, all these things. And right here, that verse 9 and 10, God doesn't, he says what he means what he says, and it is so clear there, you cannot deny what he's saying.
Well, it's very, very clear. The next verse where he says,
there's no way to turn it around, change it.
Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Okay, are people being deceived out there today in huge numbers? Was all of these ads, Jim McNeil, all of the ads that the ACLU was running on TV, was there any, did you see any that had even a little bit of truth in them?
No, they were completely false, lies, filth.
Completely illegitimate ads. He goes on, he says here, neither be not deceived, neither fornicated or idolaters or adulterers or the effeminate. That means sodomites, homosexual sodomites. Right. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. With that, and that today, folks, not only is sodomy, but that includes these young people that are going through these trans surgeries.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And it includes all that S&M, B&D, all that other strange stuff that happens out there that, when he says, with mankind abusing your body, and that's what they do. So it goes, like you said, and includes the children they're abusing by mutilation, right?
Absolutely. Turn over to Joe to 2 Peter chapter 2. And
all right. Can I read one line there in 1 Corinthians before we leave?
Yeah, go ahead.
The last line, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have chosen what will be our master. And what we are to glorify God by thoughts, words, and deeds. Okay, 2 Peter 2.
2. Let's take it verses 1 through 3. We'll take it a verse at a time.
All right.
Go ahead and read a verse and then pause.
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
All right, so here. What bought them? Now, these people are not saved, but they could have been. Was Christ's blood sufficient to save the entire world?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
But now, you've heard that argument so many times, and I've preached on that, when people will say, well, Jesus died for everybody. No, Jesus did not die for everybody. If Jesus had died for everybody, everybody would be saved, folks. God always got it done, right?
He provided the opportunity.
Right. He provided the opportunity. Now, but not only that, if you go over to Romans chapter 8, you start with verse 28, you don't have to do that now, but he tells you very specifically, he shows you specifically who he died for, with no stuttering, okay? But here, when he talks about this among you, who bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon himself with swift destructions. And the damnable heresies today are greater than others. I mean, than ever. Al Sharpton was out there talking about how God's word, the Bible, actually condones abortion. You talk about a lie told from by a liar.
Yeah.
And go ahead and read verse 2, Joe.
He was in competition with Satan for that one.
You're not kidding.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Oh, boy, has that happened. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Cultural Marxism.
Boy, and, you're not kidding about that.
Yep.
We saw no truth at all, none of the truth in those ads. And by the way, you know, I had to laugh because they had on Spectrum One, which is very liberal. They were talking about how the left, the Communist Party, the ACLUs, the pro-death, the ones that said vote yes, how they had spent over $30 million on TV ads. Well, yeah, they did. They spent $30 million over $30 million. They actually spent twice that. And where did all of that money come from? Did any of that money come from any good organization?
No.
I hope not.
A list of different people that have been contributing to different things like Virginia and the race there, and it's the same old, you know, evil George Soros and different people, the rich far left liberals that are doing it.
It came from California. You're talking about people. Look, in Hunter Biden's laptop, they found absolute positive information linking him with the child sex trafficking, folks. Unfortunately, here in Ohio now, they've invested a lot of money in child sex trafficking. So when you people out there voted yes, you voted for more child sex trafficking. So I hope you're proud of yourself. When you look in the mirror, remember that. And you folks out there that know someone who voted yes, remind them of that. And so you say, well, Pastor Uni, you're awful hard on people. No, no. You think I'm hard on you. You wait till you stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, right?
You will not be able to call up an attorney. You will not be able to say, I didn't know. You will not be able to say, but it wasn't my fault. It was somebody else's. You won't be able to shift blame. You will just have to stand there and hear God proclaim judgment. And what does he say? The wages of sin are
death.
Death.
The God wages of sin is death. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, now listen, make merchandise of you. That's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're doing
social
with the children.
Social media is using you. Social media uses everything you do to make money. You're being used the minute you start on all these different fake book in these different places. And they use you what? To get your vote. They use you to get into power. Most of you folks out there who voted for issue one, you're useful idiots of the Communist Party. That's what you are. And if you now are waking up realizing it, if I were you, I would start repenting and begging God to forgive you and then starting to try and tell everybody you voted for something that was wrong, should not be this way, and you're going to have to join the side that's fighting against evil. That's all that can be done, right?
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not. Okay, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not. And their damnation slumbereth not. Now, let me ask you something. What is the intent of using the word damnation instead of condemnation? He's telling you here, damnation is a much stronger term. Do you know what that means?
Right.
Condemnation means you've been condemned to death. Damnation, that's the sentence being carried out, okay?
Yeah.
And
it's
so
the final, you're gone. In other words, their fate has been sealed unless they repent, right?
Right. Well, these people right now, if you can bet that a lot of those that voted yes that had that yes sign in the yard, Jim, you got to just jump in here. You got two preachers, so you got to just jump in here in this conversation.
And we're both mad right now.
If they've been listening,
we were upset.
Be ye not deceived, for God is not mocked.
Right. And so what's happening, there are those out there that would listen to us and think it's funny, right? Well, they won't be laughing in hell. You don't laugh in hell, do you?
Preaching of the cross is foolishness unto them that perish.
I remember I used to have a friend, and he was an outlaw biker, and he had a tattoo on his arm that says, better to rule in hell than serve in heaven. And I told him, I pointed it, I put my finger on it, I says, do you believe this? He said, yeah. He said, I'd rather be there with my friends. I says, in hell, Jim, you have no friends, Jim.
Right.
In hell, Jim,
you
don't party, Jim. And, you know, in that group, these guys would use their wives as prostitutes. And I says, in hell, Jim, you're the whore, okay? And Satan's the pimp. Okay, I missed that there, Eric. Oh, we'll be right back after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. And now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. Gentle lambs of Jesus Christ brought in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, there's no doubt that heaven's under siege, because you just look at the corruption, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing Tuesday night. During the Jug County Tea Party meeting, we're going to be showing a film called Police State. Tell them, Jim.
Police State is the latest communication to the public by Dinesh D'Souza. He's had a string of very factual documentaries. This movie is absolutely chilling. Chilling. You have to see this. And a great place to see it would be at the Geauga County Tea Party meeting next Tuesday, the 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Metz & Baum Center, located at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland. Please come out and join us.
Right. And this, you're going to see film footage, folks, that, boy, you'll never see it on NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox News. And we're talking about what happened with Christian patriots in their homes. It shows you, and listen, this was film that through the Public Information Act was able to get away from the FBI, their own films that they filmed as they took 20, 30 jackbooted thugs who were a family was sitting together in the kitchen, and that these thugs broke the doors down, and you have these little 4 or 5 year old boys and girls, and they stick rifles in their face. This is Merrick Garland and Chris Reyes.
Yeah.
Jackbooted, cowardly thugs. These are the kind
that's
of people
evil. That's not law enforcement. That's just plain evil.
Right. They're cowards. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They're flat out cowards. And I bet that there's not a little 5 year old girl in the world that they're afraid of, right?
Right. Or a little 10 year old boy, yeah.
I would be so ashamed. You know, I have friends that were FBI agents, and they're actually more ashamed of them than I am, because things have changed. They didn't do that. You know, they had some kind of honor and integrity. They would not lower themselves. Nowadays, they've become just totally, boy, I tell you.
Well, I think part of the problem is that personal integrity, that commitment to justice and righteousness, and that's totally missing in law enforcement. We can't even call that law enforcement. But they should have the integrity to not obey unconstitutional orders. That should be everyone in the military, the police, law enforcement, all of it. And when they cross that line and break that constitution, their conscience has been seared with a hot iron.
Exactly.
And Hosea and Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, they're referred to as what, Joe?
And there's...
What, those that sell their very souls.
Oh, they're whores.
That's exactly what God's word in the Bible refers to them as, whores, huh?
Yeah. I was busy thinking, you know, the left for so many years now, pure cultural Marxism, we are the enemy. The Christian conservatives, we're the enemy. We fomented the insurrection, January 6th, insurrection, tried to take over the government. We're the enemy. So going to a pro-lifer's house, this is a violent, desperate person that's willing to kill and destroy it. A lot of people have, I think, you know, again, the useful idiots in communism. Oh, well, these people are dangerous. And I think some of it is, of course, deception. The devil lies, the deceit. We were talking about that earlier. Deception, deception, deception. The world now is so full of deception from the internet, from the false preaching in so-called churches that aren't churches. They're synagogues of Satan. And everywhere you look, we see this deception being applied, from education to the training of doctors and nurses in hospitals to preschool to colleges. You name it, the indoctrination is everywhere, but in a true church that's a Bible-believing, you know, King James Bible fundamentalist church. Anywhere else, the world is nothing but deception.
Right now I'm holding in my hand a text that I got just a little while ago, and it's from Jake Lang. And here's what he reads. Now, he's been in that dirty D.C. jail is where he's at right now.
Yeah,
in fact, Saturday, we just filmed 3 segments that we'll be playing here whenever I can get them and get them loaded from that dirty D.C. jail, and as he's telling you about what's going on there. But anyhow, here's what he says. Man, that issue 1 is straight from the pit of hell, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed of Ohio working class people droning like zombies as they shred the state constitution. Lord, hear our prayers. And this is what, and here's a guy that's been in jail for 1,200 days without a trial. He hasn't had a trial in 1,200 days.
We've seen a picture of those jail cells. They were very narrow, very long. They had a bucket with a lid for a toilet and a basin. The mat was lying on a floor. I mean, this was worse than I've seen pictures of Mexico's jails, of foreign countries' jails. It was actually smaller, darker, and filthier than I've seen in the places that we used to talk about. You don't want to be in a Mexican jail. You don't want to be in a jail in Bolivia, wherever, you know. And I can't think of the other bad places. When I saw those pictures that were released there from D.C., it's an abomination. No person should ever be in a cell like that. That you wouldn't keep an animal like that. That would be humane, inhumane, and people would put you in jail for treating an animal that way.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, now, here's, you know, we have to do more than curse the darkness. What we've got to do is we've got to shine a light, and right. There's the remedy. And one of the things that we're doing here at Doers of the Word Baptist Church is the last Friday of the month, we're having a tactical civics meeting there. And tactical civics, there's approximately 3,400 counties in the United States. And tactical civics now has chapters in 1,000, almost a third of those counties. And what tactical civics does, one, it holds to the Constitution. The Constitution, the Second Amendment, demands that we have a standing militia. Every county has to have a standing, should have a standing militia. And here, that standing militia has the power to convene a grand jury when needed. Now, grand jury is government of the people by the people, okay? And this is what we're doing. We're working towards that. You folks out there listening, if you want to know more about tactical civics, all you have to do is go up on the internet and find tacticalcivics.com. That's all you have to do, and you'll find tactical civics. Now, we're going to be holding our meeting, again, the last Friday of this month. I went 7 o'clock, I think it's 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Folks, you really need to be there. Now, I think what happens is once we have the number needed for our county, and we're working that way quickly to be able to form the militia and convene the grand jury is 400, and we're still way short, but we're heading that way. But again, now here, once you have that, the grand jury, you can go after the George Soros appointed horse, these corrupt people, the people that are doing things that they're going after President Trump and his family, we can go after them. Right now, we don't have a Justice Department. A Justice Department doesn't exist. It's just a branch of the Democratic Communist Party, and they're there simply to make sure that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton don't spill the beans and go down, right, because they could take them all with them. Merrick Garland is completely corrupt. He is the most corrupt individual that's ever served. He has lied under oath time and time again. We've seen him do it. And
can I do a quick story to back that up?
Go ahead.
Breaking news out there. Major universities have been taking money from foreign countries like Qatar in the Middle East. $85 billion. From these authoritarian regimes that are what, you know, death to America type things. Okay, now what's interesting, these universities are not reporting these donations per the law. In fact, the law, Pastor Ernie, this would apply to donations from China or donations from Iran, from Qatar, from all these countries. they're supposed to file quarterly and report any donation from a foreign country, especially one that's been listed as a terrorist organization. The government, especially under Joe Biden, has been closing their eyes to this lack of reporting. In other words, they haven't gone after anybody, said anything, done anything, even asked for an accounting, which they're supposed to. If these reports don't come in, the Justice Department's supposed to follow up. They don't. And the kicker, these universities that have taken money from Qatar and foreign authoritarian regimes, they have 300% more anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism than the colleges and universities that did not. Isn't that a surprise?
Well, the ones that have bought the most universities in this country is Red China.
Red China? Well, this is adding. We already, told them that China is one of the biggest donors. Here we have our government donating huge amounts of money to the colleges and universities, special tax liabilities. Most of these big universities have endowment funds that are in billions and billions of dollars. We have worth more. They have more value than a lot of states, than a lot of countries. And we keep adding to this. In other words, they take your taxpayer money to give to a college and university that's teaching your children to hate America, teaching that the Constitution is stupid, we need a new one, teaching hate. But there are our government, same time, allowing all these money from China, from the Middle East, all the countries that are anti-American, they take their money and do their bidding. America, we basically sold ourselves out. This nation has sold itself away from God. For the love of money is the root of all evil. For a few dollars more, we sold out the Constitution, our families, our neighbors, as a nation. I'm not talking about us on the radio, but as a nation, people have sold out their children, grandchildren, and freedom for a few dollars. For 30 pieces of silver, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Yep.
Yeah, Joe, is what he's talking about. They sold themselves for pleasures, loving pleasure more than loving God.
God, exactly.
And so, again,
lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
And so, folks, here's what we need to do. One, I would, if I were you, join a local tea party. If you have a local tea party in your area, first, a church. Find an actual New Testament church. Actual New Testament church.
Fundamentalist, Bible-believing, what God says, he meant what he says. We don't have to interpret it for him. He's quite clear. And they use a King James Bible, right?
And if the pastor, if God has placed the pastor in the pulpit, he'll be as bold as a lion. The Bible says that he'll be as bold as a lion if God has put him there. If his mama put him there, he might not be so bold, okay?
Yeah.
And that's the problem we have today with the vast majority of them. God didn't raise them up and put them there.
They're not pastors. They're hirelings. They're there because it looks like a soft, easy job where people like you. You don't have to work too hard, get your hands dirty. They see it. These are hirelings. They're not pastors. Pastors are called by God. Most of us that were called didn't want to do it. I didn't want to. I argued and said, hey, no, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher boy. I've got my life planned. And we had some arguments, and I learned real quickly, you don't argue with God when he's calling you because you will lose. Ergo, here I am with Pastor Ernie and have been for some time. So
that's what I learned. I learned it the very same way. He'll whisper to you at first. If that doesn't get your attention, he'll speak to you. And if that don't work, well, he knows how to beat you over the head. But listen.
Some of us had to have the 2x4 over
right.
The head. I'm one of those.
God is calling you, he's going to get you right where he wants you, right when he wants you. Now, you can do it his way, or you can do it your way.
The hard way.
And sometimes your way can hurt. And right?
Amen.
And
I
so,
will testify to that.
Pain can be a good teacher, can it?
I have to add something from before. Bible believing, Bible preaching, and Bible educating. That's the foundation of all knowledge.
the pursuit of wisdom, godly wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
So you start by finding a good church, folks, okay? Yeah. And then if you have a local Tea Party chapter nearby or Christian Patriot organization, be a part of that. And then get into...
Form one. You can also start your own Tea Party. You can get a hold of the Tea Party like there in Ohio and figure out how to start your own, right?
Well, even more than that, Joe, I've had so many people call me saying, Pastor, we can't find an unregistered New Testament church in our area. We can't find one. How do we find one? I have people calling me all the time asking me about every state out there. Is there a New Testament unregistered, a real church nearby? If you don't have one, you're supposed to form one, folks. You see, as people think that the pastor comes along and he starts a church, it doesn't work that way. The people are to come together, those that are like-minded believers, and then they are to call a pastor to come. And what you do is you use God's word, the Bible. You use God's word, the Bible, to size this fellow up, make sure that he's in line, that God has raised him up. And so it's not that difficult, right? So that's what you do.
It means getting out of your comfort zone and actually being a doer of the word. People, you know, it isn't that difficult, but it takes what? Love of God. It takes commitment. And you will find fulfillment and happiness when you're being obedient and being, you know, doing what God asks.
Now, there's a lot of people out there listening to this program right now, and they want to call in. I mean, they really want to call in, and they want to, you know, put in their 2 cents. The problem of it is this program is being pre-recorded, okay? So we can't do that because right now, as we're recording this program, nobody can listen to us.
Just once in a great while we have to do this. Normally, yeah, we're always on air live except for a couple of times when we're pre-exempted, and like today.
And sometimes we've been more live than at others. All right, breaking. We talked about this a little bit the other day. Springfield Democratic mayoral candidate Justin Hearst accused of election fraud. Well, shocking video shows payoff to vote scheme. So they've got a picture of here. Just 5 days before the election night, a video has emerged showing Justin Hearst, the Democratic candidate for mayor in Springfield, Massachusetts, we're in a big station there, allegedly engaging in election fraud in broad daylight. Sworn affidavits from City Hall officials claim that Hearst paid individuals $10 to cast their votes in his favor. You know, every time they vote, right? $10?
Yeah. Every time you vote, some people made a lot of money.
And the Biden regime has brought in all of these illegal aliens. Now, what they did is they gave them cell phones, many of them, and when they did that, they signed a card, their name, receiving that, and they used that for phony voter ballots.
Oh, they did it with the motor voter law. Every time you register a DMV or get a driver's license, they registered you to vote, whether you were eligible or not. That's why they wanted all the illegals to be able to get a driver's license.
There is nothing about the Democratic Party at all. Not anything at all is not corrupted. It is completely and totally corrupted.
Way back when I first was getting into things, they had a big election in Missouri, and it went kind of the wrong way, and everybody was shocked. It was for governor. And after the election, everybody was digging in. We found all kinds of people registered to vote there. Where was their address? Well, it was a parking lot. It was a baseball field. It was the middle of the Mississippi River, or Missouri River. And it was like, we have some problems here. Bill Federer and I, an old friend, we were fighting that battle over one of his runs for office. And there were so many illegal votes, so dirty. And this has been the hallmark of the Democratic Party for as long as I've been alive.
Okay. I missed some of that there, Eric, because Pastor Joe was talking, so go ahead and say that again. Okay, very good. Here, leftist takeover of South America. Chilean conservative caste throws in with the globalists. The globalist takeover of South America was nearly completed when the ouster of Jair Bolsonaro, remember when that happened? And guess what? Guess who was involved with that? Our CIA. And here, in Brazil in 2022, and in 2021, Chilean conservative presidential candidate Jose Antonio Kast narrowly lost to socialist Israel hater Gabriel Boric. Now, Kast has been co-opted by the globalist left to support a new globalist Chilean constitution, writes Sven von Storch. Hello, I'm Sven von Storch, writing from Berlin, Germany. Today, I would like to publicly apologize for supporting Jose Antonio Kast in the past. Today, I would also like to publicly withdraw my support from him. He goes on to say, the truth is that I am ashamed to have supported him after observing his positions and comments in recent weeks and months. We see so many of these people. They run on one thing, run as a conservative, then once they get in there, yeah, it's betrayal. And how? I mean, we've had so much betrayal, haven't we?
Every step of the way. Well, just even like this, Fox News. Yesterday, Election Day, they finally ran a story, pro-life activist Lila Rose, talking about Ohio's abortion law, and she really came down hard. It was about jerks who use women and abortion coercion, and it's issue one is really empowering a brutal abortion industry, and it went on and on and on how it ends the lives of children. She was very good. But they put the story out the day of the election. Now, I know this was done earlier, but they wait till it was too late. See, we published pro-life stuff, but it was published not a week ahead of time where it would really had time to affect some voters. They put it in the day of the election, and I've seen this before on Fox News, important issues. There'll be information that people need to know, and it gets published at the last minute, which means most people who got up and went to vote early never saw this. And most people will wait till evening to get their news when they're off work, too late. So this is one of the ways the world cheats. They put it out there, but put it out in a form that did no good to anyone.
Well, Fox News can be considered conservative only if you compare it to NBC, ABC, CBS,
right,
CNN. Other than that, it's not really what I would call conservative because
no,
you have a number of those. I remember you had some really vicious anti-Trumpers during the 2020
oh, yeah,
election.
A lot of them.
Bret Baier was one. Susan Smith was one.
Oh, did you notice there was a story about Bret Baier, and he was selling a house there near where he works, and something about his place was selling for $50 million. So apparently Fox pays him very well to do what he does. To have the money to have a $50 million house there in that area of New York where Fox News headquarters. Wow. It was quite a mansion. I just thought I'd throw that out there, that a lot of these people get paid for, when they lead you astray, they get paid well for it.
That's amazing. Yeah, they do that, don't they? But yeah, then the people that won't compromise, the people that have integrity, that have honesty, like Don Bongino.
Yeah.
Like Tucker Carlson.
They're the ones that suffer. They don't. Well, look at, they'll pat us on the back. You've been doing radio, spending more time probably doing radio than most people do at their job that they make money. You have not taken a single dime in 50 years for all that time you've spent.
Joe, we're up against a hard break, so hang tight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a cause, it's a righteous cause. We'll be back after this with more.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.